Spark a conversation, verbal elation, stimulation, education. This is Minaj with the Mary Jane Maven. When we on the air, it's always a lituation. Might talk about some litigation, might talk about some immigration, might talk about some politics, but never talking nonsense. Yes, we on in this live. Watch and listen, it's a vibe. Watch it while you getting high, or you can listen while you drive. Just don't forget to subscribe.
Roll up. I'm trying to get high.
Welcome to Minaj with the Mary Jane Maven podcast with your host, the Mary Jane Maven. I am the producer, the hubby. Follow us on all social media, Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. Show us some love and click that subscribe button now. Don't forget to click the bell so you get notifications and click the like button on the videos.
And now, your host.
Hello, everyone, and thank you. You know who you're with. This is your girl, the Mary Jane Maven. I'm going to start off by saying, I know this is a different look. We relocated. My husband and I and my family, we moved. So my studio right now is being reconstructed in my dining room. And right now I'm doing a whole different kind of shot. I'm doing like the Twitch style. If you guys watch Twitch podcasts or Twitch recordings, this is usually how they do from an upper kind of view here. It's actually makes me very uncomfortable because you guys know how I love to feel like I'm talking to you right across, you know, the table. So it's going to be a little bit different as far as the visual this time, but excuse me. We do have a fantastic, fantastic show for you guys this evening. I'm talking so fast. So I do want to start off by telling you guys that I have missed you. It has been a few episodes that we already had pre-recorded. And so being able to get back on and talk to you guys, I haven't had to record in a couple of weeks, but being able to get back on and talk to you guys, you know, it brings me so much joy. So I hope that everybody is staying, you know, full of love and light. And staying elevated and living life the way that you see fit. Before I move any further, please, you guys know what to do. Like, subscribe, share, leave a comment. You know, I love the interaction. And, you know, I will always continue to love you. We are going to start off the show with our quote. Sorry, guys. And, you know, the hubby, he wants to give his, you know, shots out, let you guys know that he misses you. You're not going to hear him this episode. My 14-year-old is in the middle, well, very last day of basketball tryouts. It is that time of year. So they are gone. He just rushed out of here. So I'm actually going to be producer tonight. Kind of weird. You know, I just prefer being the talent. But our show quote for this evening, if your actions create a legacy that inspires others to dream more, learn more, do more, and become more, then you are an excellent leader. And that is by the, I mean, irreverent, just perfect Dolly Parton. You know, I love strong, strong women quotes. And that is by her this evening. So remember that, you know, as I introduce our guest co-host this evening. Before we get to that, I would like to, you know, talk about something that happens within our, you know, our universe and happened within our world earlier this week. Unfortunately, we did lose somebody who is a great artist, a great creator, or who was. And if you guys know, and if you guys are familiar with the world of music, that is Takeoff, who is one third of the Migos. Unfortunately, his life was taken from him at the beginning of this week. I am a huge fan, and this is touching me super hard. We've got to do better, guys, but I'm going to do a whole nother, you know, sativa, you know, saves episode on that. We'll talk a little bit more about that there, but I did want to go ahead and give a shout out and just, and kind of, you know, this episode is dedicated to him. We're not going to keep it heavy though. So the other thing is that I wanted to let you guys know that I did do the Women in Cannabis Expo, last week. It was actually a week ago today. Yes, it was a week ago today where I spoke on creating and cultivating your life through cannabis. And actually, as I'm thinking about it, as I talk, that kind of goes hand in hand with our, you know, guest co-host as well tonight. So I love it. I loved it. You guys know I just sat down and I just kind of talked to just like, you know, I was having a beer with a good friend. And so you guys check that out. You can check my Instagram and, you know, it will be up on my website coming soon. So if you guys want to see my 17-minute speech, please, or I don't want to call it a speech, conversation that I had, and it was very intimate. I wanted to give a shout out to Brooke West Westlake, who is the head of the program of Women in Cannabis Expo. She is definitely an inspiration. We've had her on before, but she is the exact, you know, epitome of what it is to be a woman in cannabis. She started one way and she pivoted, and it keeps taking her to, you know, higher heights where she's making a name. And so I want to congratulate her on her second year of a successful expo. Check me out next year. You know, I'll be involved. So I did want to go ahead as my husband moved it directly out of my way. Yes, he was trying to help. So really quickly, before we bring in our guest co-host, I want to give a shout out to the sponsor of this episode and a new product that I love, 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 love. You know that I was a, you know, I'm a connoisseur. I'm definitely trying to get the hubby into leaving the regular swishers and blunts and those things alone. We are not in college anymore, and so we definitely have to start paying attention to our lungs and to our health. So I am definitely continuing to find other products, and I'm so happy that this part of the industry is growing and that it's giving us other options other than using the traditional wraps and hemp blunts. So this is ganja berry. This is also something that I received from one of the vendors at the Women in Cannabis Expo. You know, I am a huge fan of King Palm, but this one is quickly becoming a second. This is ganja berry. They're ganja wraps, and they're actually koji berry infused wraps. They're awesome, okay? So I've already utilized this whole package, but I wanted to save it, you know, for some content. They do have different flavors. You know, I'm not a watermelon fan at all, and I did have watermelon yesterday. And this one is mango, and they do have a few more. So you guys can follow them on IG and want to give a shout out to them and, you know, to the legacy that they're leaving for health, you know, within this industry as well. So you guys know this time is Spark and Salutations. We're going to go ahead and bring in my fantastic guest co-host. So I do want to do a little bit of an introduction before I bring Autumn in. Autumn is the CFO. She oversees strategic planning, marketing, compliance, legal, human resources, and finance. Autumn has, you know, she's been successfully navigating and the uncharted, you know, waters of California's Prop 215 and the regulated California cannabis industry. And what we know as Prop 64 since 2015. She is a sought after panelist and public speaker on the nuts and bolts of operating a licensed California cannabis cultivation business. If you guys know anything about California and, you know, our business, you know, our cannabis industry, even though we were kind of the leaders behind, you know, I'd say Colorado, they, you know, they did it. They went full fledged into cannabis. You know, we have a very difficult industry to navigate, and especially for people of color, women, and just for any new business that wants to get into the industry. So having a resource and having somebody like Autumn who has this knowledge is, you know, it's the rewards are just endless. And in 2021, Autumn began her leadership as president of CARP, CARP Growers, which is the Cannabis Association for Responsible Producers. And she concluded a year-long negotiation and reached a historic agreement between the CARP Growers and the Santa Barbara Coalition for Responsible Cannabis. Well, that's awesome. Let me give you all kind of snaps right there. You know, that's a big thing. You know, that's a huge thing. So she was able to, like I say, to navigate and to be a part of history and making sure that she brought, you know, that agreement together. She is a mother. I'm going to let her talk a little bit more about herself because I can continue to brag and, you know, read her bio. I'm not going to lie and make it seem like I just know all this off the top of my head. But she is a mother, which best thing and best job, you know, that you can have. She is a wife as well, where you can go ahead and add that because, you know, it's just as difficult to be a wife and a mother sometime. But also she is a very educated and, you know, like I say, education is power. I would say she went to UC Santa Barbara. I went to UC Davis. So it's a little bit of rare there. she has her bachelor's degree in psychology with a minor in Italian. Ooh, I love that. So everybody, let's please welcome to the podcast with all love, all, if you guys are coughing, bring it on with the coughs, bring it on with the snaps. But please welcome tonight's guest co-host, Autumn Shelton. Thank you so much for joining us. Thank you.
Well, that was quite an intro. Thank you for having me. I'm so excited to be here.
I am very excited to have you. And, you know, I do want to apologize for the, you know, you guys moving, you know, my husband as well, you know, the hubby. He is this far from being a perfectionist. And so we start a little bit late with technology and everything, but I do want to thank you for your patience with that. So before we begin, you know, tell me a little bit about you are in what would we call, not, I guess, not the Bay Area, but you are in Santa Barbara,
Perfect.
I was going to say, some people, they really just see California as being the Bay Area and LA. So I like to.
We're about an hour and a half north of LA.
Okay. So how's the weather there? Because we're finally in California getting our work. If you guys know, we don't get seasons here. We go from summer to like winter. There's no fall. So how is your weather there? Are you guys experiencing the shift in the weather and then the little cold and the rain?
Officially, I feel like today, yeah, finally the temperature dropped this morning. My son said, Mom, what happened to our sunshine and all our warmth? He's like, it's officially wintertime.
Yeah. It is. It's weird. It's weird out here. Usually I'm in Northern California. I'm in Sacramento. But usually it is Halloween night. Well, there'll be a little bit of drizzle. You still, you know, you can wear a hoodie. And then the first or the second, we get the rain. Exactly. It was on time this year. No rain on Halloween. Everybody was out there. There was people out in shorts. And, you know, people were out in their sexy, whatever you want it to be, costumes, as long as you could throw sexy in front. People were out, you know, and it wasn't too chilly. But yes, so I will say in California, if you guys are wondering, our winter begins first week in November, usually, you know, and when we get our snow, that's really when it begins. So those of you that are skiers, I know that you're excited because all that's opened. So please tell us a little bit about yourself. The question is, you were born, you're here today, fill us in all on the middle. And most people go, they look at me like, what? You know, that's a lot to fill out. But go ahead and tell us about your venture into cannabis. Was it, were you a connoisseur in you know, prior? And then, you know, just joined the industry? Or are you someone who's never been, I like to say, a cannoisseur or a connoisseur, and you just took the opportunity to be a woman and in cannabis? Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, I was a connoisseur more late early 20s. That time when you didn't have a day job, I was more of a wake and bake kind of connoisseur. I loved, you know, always flower. But as I got older and wasn't able to kind of partake during the day, except for on the weekends, kind of slid back a lot. So I ended up getting a job. So I graduated from UCSB, got into real estate after that. Ended up working for a bank after that, doing more cost analysis. My husband and I went on a 16-month honeymoon and around the world, which was amazing. Saved our money and lived on a teeny tiny budget. And then came back trying to find the job that I wanted in real estate and couldn't. Got a job for a cut flower grower, it's Gerber daisies, whatnot. And shortly into that, or a little bit into that, got an opportunity to rent out from the greenhouses to cannabis. And he had just gone out of bankruptcy. Cut flowers industry was no longer really viable due to South American imports. And so he was definitely against cannabis. He'd never tried cannabis. That was part of his wheelhouse. And so I really convinced him and spent a lot of time looking at risk assessment at that time, because it still was before it was the regulated market. And we made the decision to do it. And then shortly after that, realized that I was not going to be able to be part of that other company. There wasn't room for me. They already had a financial person. His children were both studying agriculture in college and also weren't going to be part of that company. So he said, why don't we start something? And so we created a business plan, and sure enough, we did. But those were still the gray market days. You know, you didn't tell anybody that you were growing. We're still, anytime there's a helicopter coming over, you're like, It was definitely a different time. And then when we switched into the regulated market in 2018, you know, obviously everything shifted. And so that's kind of how we transitioned into this market.
Now, a lot of people ask me, of course, in college you did, but they become very surprised when I tell them that I attended UC school. And people are just so surprised, like, oh, my God, I guess they think that if you go to UC school, your nose is constantly in the books and that you have no fun and that, you know, you're just, you know, that type of thing. Did you ever come across that, you know, have you come across that being in the industry? And then once people know, oh, well, she is educated and maybe. Look, I'm going to say this, guys, and nobody come at me. Chico State graduates or Sac State graduates. That's usually what I get. People assume that I'm that you're a state school kind of graduate. But is that something that, you've ever come across in conversation or in your pursuit of a career?
I don't know if it's the UC school system, but certainly they may look at me and think, you don't look like someone that gets high. I think maybe that's more of the accusation that I might get, but they certainly learn quickly that that's a different kind of situation. And I certainly love this plant. I love the product, and I have for well over 20 years.
I love that. And if you don't mind me asking, how old are your children, and how does your relationship with working in cannabis or having, a business in cannabis and medicating, how does that work? How does that dynamic work?
I have a son that is almost 7 and a daughter that is 3 next week. They're really little. And I'm a strong believer in education and communication. So communicating is number one. I've always communicated to my son. We've always had our own, few plants at home as well. Just with the business. And so I think my son's first words, I think, were Autumn Brands, which is our company name. So understanding that this plant is how special it is, but understanding that it's, it's for adults unless it's for a special purpose. Mm-hmm. And so as much as I can kind of communicate at this young of age to them as well, it's really important for us, for our business. We've always had the products being child resistant packaging. My son was definitely the tester on our pre-roll packs in the very beginning.
Nice.
See if we can open it. They know what the plant looks like. They know what the plant smells like. We just got back from a trip and to LAX and got off the shuttle. My husband, as soon as we pulled out, the shuttle just filled with cannabis. And my husband looked like, oh, that smells amazing. And my son turns around and goes, Mom, smells like Autumn Brands.
That's so great.
That's all he knows.
That's so great.
And I'm like, you're right.
It does. We have that same incense. Yes, we have that same one. No.
But I drink a glass of wine. He knows what wine is or beer is. He knows what cannabis is. I believe in being very open, but being very safe, making sure that they don't, aren't trying to consume it. But it shouldn't be, I don't believe in it being a hidden thing where I'm going to go hide in the corner and smoke a joint. Like I feel like we're past that. We have to get past that.
Yes.
It'd be part of, what we do.
Yes. And it becomes where if you're not keeping it a secret, then it is not something that they're going to be more apt to take advantage of, but learn from their peers, and kind of get the bad side of it. I tell my children all the time, and it's very funny that you say that because my youngest is 11, but I've been in the industry and worked within the industry since 2016. And it's really funny how when we will, let's say, go past a billboard, because that is one of the ways that cannabis companies can market is through, billboards. And so we'll drive by, let's say, 7 Leaves. And he goes, Mom, there's your company. And I was like, oh, no, I wish 7 Leaves was my company. But no, it's not. But it's just it's cute that they are able to identify. And they also know, if it's medication time, between my husband and I, they knock on the door or they come, near our bedroom, that's all that we simply have to say. We're taking our medicine. They know, they walk away. My son just started high school and, he came home and told us the other day, half of his class, took some edibles from someone. And he's like, Mom, they were acting so stupid. They were, he goes, some people really paranoid. Some people's parents had to come get them. He goes, and then the other ones, they were just acting stupid. And he's a basketball player. So his goal is to not mess that up. You know, he wants to go to UCLA. You know, it's not Davis, but I guess we'll take it. You know, he wants to go to UCLA. He wants to play for the Warriors. He's just very focused on, you know, on his education and his goals. And so I say this to say, and, you know, having you share your, you know, your story, I want people out there to know we have to eradicate the falsehood that you cannot be a good parent, or that if you are, you're a pothead parent and then your kids are just immediately, you know, suffering because of it. And that is, you know, that's couldn't be farther from the truth. You know, for me, multiple sclerosis lives with me, and I strictly use cannabis, and I have since 2006. Wow. And, you know, as I get older, I mean, I'm only 30, guys, don't, you know, but no, as I get older, of course, I have to be more aware of, you know, maybe somewhat somehow implementing the medicines that they would like me to use. But right now, we know this plant is just wondrous. You know, there's just endless amount of benefits. How does, I was going to say, go right ahead.
I was just going to say, yeah, I was diagnosed with an autoimmune disease last year that was causing nausea and vomiting. And so we have a product, you know, an elixir, which is basically a tincture without any alcohol or additives to it. But it saved me. It was the one thing that I was able to, consume and took my nausea away. And so it allowed me to go to work because I couldn't get out of bed some days. Mm-hmm. I couldn't go to work some days. And so being able to dose, and I was able to dose to the point where I wouldn't be high, but it would abate any of the nausea that I was feeling.
Which
is
amazing. Yeah.
So the plant is pretty incredible.
It is, and it allows you to have the quality of life that you see fit. You know, nothing. Right. I don't feel that it's fair that, you know, neither one of us were like, you know what, my life's not interesting enough. An autoimmune disease, we'll just add on to it. You know, so it's not that, you know, people ask for it, or or even, you know, live a lifestyle where you bring it on. So when those things happen, it does, you know, make you feel like you've lost control, and more so than your health, but your quality of life and your longevity of life. And then you have children that are young, being able to be there for them and be active and be involved. And so cannabis gives you that control back, but it also gives you the ability to do so. So using that as kind of a catalyst, what would you say that, you know, is very important to you as far as the health and wellness aspect of your brand? Is that something that is a catalyst? Is it that you do want to be able to help those people that are, you know, terminal, or, you know, expound, you know, a little bit more on that? How does that work for you?
Absolutely. We definitely are very focused as being a health and wellness product. When we started our brand, we definitely had more like a very medical kind of feeling towards it. And then, you know, realized as we kind of dove in a little deeper that this really just is a balancing to your body, whether you're consuming flour. But it was important for us to kind of go above and beyond the flower and make products that were really truly focused on health and wellness. So we spent 2 years really working on a topical.
Great.
That is amazing. And it has magnesium, arnica, all natural products in it. And then our full spectrum, 100% pesticide free. So we don't even spray organic pesticides. We are spray free farm.
Awesome.
Cannabis oil. And so it really works. And we didn't want something that had menthol, because a lot of those are kind of, you feel like, oh yeah, it's working, but it's not really working.
Mm-hmm.
So we really developed something that was really a really refreshing kind of aroma that balanced really nicely with the terpenes and with the actual cannabis.
Fantastic.
Smell. So that product alone is amazing for pain relief, rashes. I use it with my son's eczema, you know, whatnot, leg cramps, everything. It's an incredible product. And then from there, we launched our elixirs, which I mentioned are tinctures, but tinctures are traditionally made with alcohol, and we want everything to be as natural as possible. So from our farm to being as natural of an ecosystem to anything that we actually add to manufactured products as well. So we have a Thrive elixir, which is a 1-2 ratio CBD to THC, which is the one that is really great for sleep, really great for nausea, is the one I've been using. And it's a really incredible product. And all that's in it is, again, our full spectrum pesticide-free flower and cannabis, coconut oil. That's it. Nothing.
Oh, that's great.
No flavors, no additives. And then we have a warrior elixir, which we did have in mind for cancer patients, people that are really suffering from pain. And that's why we created it with 1,000 milligrams of THC. But it's a nice blend of about 75% THC, psychoactive THC, and then 25% THCA, which is non-psychoactive. So it has that nice blend and gives you those anti-inflammatory properties. It doesn't like hit you super high like a normal 1,000 milligram would. It gives you that round, nice high. So it's also really nice if you just want to get super high, but not, not shoved down your throat. So, you know, for us creating, and we'll continue to create these kind of products that really do focus on health and wellness and helping balance the body in a natural, the most natural way we possibly can.
I love that. I always give snaps, you know, so that is fantastic. I was just taking notes. So if you saw me dip out of the camera shot because I had to pick up my pen because, you know, the hubby, that's what he's known as. He's a teacher and a basketball coach, very well known in the area. So we gave him a little bit of a, you know, a pseudo name to keep them different. Although a lot of his students, he teaches high school, they've somehow found my podcast. But I don't think it's a bad thing, you know, because maybe if they're watching it and, you know, a grandparent or somebody else, you know, maybe will be able to learn. But if you don't mind, just for those individuals, maybe this is their very first time watching the pod. They have no idea what a tincture is. You know, explain a little bit, if you wouldn't mind explaining what a tincture is to, like I said, because we want to educate to those individuals that maybe only know about flower.
Sure. So a tincture is, it'll come liquid form and then with a dropper. And so it's really easy, or it's a lot easier for you to be able to dose it and how much you want to take. So you can just take a couple drops under the tongue and then you leave it there subliminally under your tongue and then it'll kind of, then you swallow it. And then in about 30 minutes to an hour, the high will start to kick in. Or if you're not looking to get high, the 1-2 Thrive elixir that I mentioned, the CBD to THC ratio, I was able to get to, so the first time I had to get to work. I was, my nausea was so bad and I took too many drugs. And I got to work and I was so high and I'm like, oh my gosh. I cannot be high.
People know. Yeah. That high where you're like, everybody knows. I don't know what I'm going to do. Yeah.
What am I going to do? And, it calmed down and I was fine and I went through it. But after that, I said, no, I can't. This is not a functional thing for me. I need I need to feel right and be able to go to work, but I also need to just work with a clear head. Mm-hmm. And so the elixir, you're able to microdose. So that one I learned, if I took 2 drops every 3 hours, my nausea was gone. I wasn't high. And so that's really the benefit of these tinctures, is that you can kind of really gauge how much you're taking, you know, go slow, of course, in the beginning, and then kind of build up as you go from there. They do take longer than if you were to smoke flower, like the flower. If you smoke flower, then it just, you get that high immediately. So this is kind of more of a gradual type of thing.
Yes.
And then the topicals, you know, depending on the topical, ours won't get you high. Ours is not a transdermal patch. Mm-hmm. Patches that will go and transform
and
go into the bloodstream. But, you know, ours will not get you high. So that's why I'm not worried about using it on my son's eczema either. And you're not going to feel that way if you rub it on you. You will feel, you know, that certainly relief and pain relief. I'll put it on my, it's great for sleep too. I'll put it on my neck at night.
Yes.
So the topicals are a really great way to heal you. And I'm a strong believer that, you know, you need the THC to really get that pain relief, to really get it effective. Because I've met so many people that have tried just plain CBD ones, hemp ones, and it doesn't work. And they think it works because they, in their head, they thought it worked. And then you give them this one like, oh my gosh, I had no idea.
Therefore, they're like, wait, that is a relief.
Yeah.
Yes. And I know we've talked about it before, you know, on the podcast. I'm a brand educator. It's what I do for my business as well. So, and I've actually I'm familiar with your brands from working in dispensaries and seeing it and speaking with some of the bud tenders and stuff that, you know, recommended it highly. I have not seen it, but I will be on the lookout. I have not seen your tinctures or in any of the dispensaries. So if you like, I'll say now, if you need any help with that, you know, I am the brand ambassador here in Sacramento. I will definitely help, you know, to get the word out about that. I love that you mentioned with the topicals that you feel comfortable. This is why you use it with your children. I make my own topical. My husband has back problems, you know, from playing basketball. And unfortunately, he had a car accident in 2019, and it was right before a pandemic, and, you know, they weren't seeing anybody. So he had a whole year, unfortunately, to kind of get these side effects of the head injury that he had because he had a concussion. So I make a great, I pat myself on the back, a great topical that actually I use on his migraines. My youngest son, he gets some migraines. I kind of think he's going through like growth spurts and growing pains and whatnot. I rub it on his shins. He was having them really bad the other day. My multiple sclerosis, I was having a lot of spasticity and numbness yesterday. Rubbed it right on there. Within 3 to 5 minutes, I felt relief. So there is truth to the different products that we have. And being that you're in the business, do you think that it's been planned or on purpose that, of course, we started with the flower, then it became topicals and tinctures, and everybody knew about that. Then they kind of moved into more of the edibles. Now there's cannabis drinks. Now there's infused olive oils and things like that. So do you think that that was by the industry standards, or do you think that because I believe in the universe, having everything all planned, or do you think that this was a natural progression of utilizing the plants? And even more personally for you, was it something that you guys planned to just come out with flower first, and then you saw the benefits of the, you know, the tinctures and the topical as far as the health and wellness? So it's kind of a two-pronged question there. Do you, so.
I think it's a progression, you know, of the industry. I think people have known flower for so long, and I think there's always been, you know, someone making, you know, something like you, like in their home, in their kitchen, in their mm-hmm. own little, in their own products. And then this, mm-hmm. you know, progression of, I think, what the consumer wants, and the consumer isn't always comfortable with smoking something. That's not, yeah. you know, the option that they always want. They want it to be in mm-hmm. an edible form, ordered in form, or, you know, I mean, there's always, we don't, I mean, I think my boyfriend's mom, when I was younger, she, when I was a kid, she would put the, she'd make, yeah, pot cookies. And so we'd, wow, you know, yeah. But then I couldn't even walk yeah. afterwards. They were, you know, never the same. You yeah. never knew what you're getting. And,
so, you couldn't tell anybody what percentage it was, what yeah. the TA, yeah, nothing. Because people ask me and I go, high, you know, if you don't want, very high, you know, I make a lube too. And I'm like, look, if you're not really trying to get it in, then maybe you don't want to use this, or, you know, or something like that. But you're right. I mean, I think our first time, most of us, our first experience with the edibles were a Rice Krispie treat, a cookie, yeah. a brownie. Mm-hmm. But now that we know, if you're trying to bring in somebody like our parents, in that generation, you cannot just give them a brownie and go at it. No. Because no. you're going to end up getting a call with a very paranoid parent, or one who is just very upset because, you know, you let them get super high. But so
being yeah, able so, to control so, it. Yeah. And be able to like yeah. now understand, okay, this is, now I know what I'm going to get. Cause for me, yeah, I'm not going to go and just have a cookie now that someone gave me. I, you know, I got yeah. have kids, I have responsibilities. Yes. I can't, I, yeah. you know, I need to know if this is 2.5 mm-hmm. milligrams or 5 milligrams or 10 milligrams.
Yeah.
So that's yeah. a really nice thing where the industry is going, and we're still, you know, sorting that out, I think. But, and I know that some of these edible companies were around, you know, before too, mm-hmm. and they were just making their kitchen mm-hmm. and then they've grown and created brands along the way. So,
yeah.
And I think we'll continue to see more and more products, and the drink market is still so small, but yes. it's growing and growing, and people like it that is. Kind of option, you know, and that might it change is. People that have been, you know, drinks, you know, alcohol too much. And so maybe they can mm-hmm. switch over a little bit. And, so I think this industry is just going to continue to grow, and it's exciting. You know, we're at the forefront, I feel like right now still of it, you know, and to be part of it, it's so hard. It's so hard, but it's really exciting and very rewarding.
Yes. Yes. And I love that you mentioned maybe somebody that was a drinker and they want to, you know, change it can great product yeah. for that. You know, they're winning all type of awards. I've talked about it before. I had about 6 pallets full of can in my house prior, because I was an educator for them. So I love that you say that, because we have to change the narrative. We, and, you know, re-educate, but we also have to, in that same process, we have to re-educate, but we also have to educate. So I'm like that you mentioned a couple of times, microdosing. That's super important. Right. You know, I wouldn't tell my mother to jump right in the way that I consume compared to, you know, what she had in the 70s, what she told me, look, you know, more like stems and sticks than any type of flower. So,
yeah,
you know, I wouldn't jump into that. I do have a question about where your brand is going to go if you see yourself kind of moving into more edibles and things like that. But before I do, tell us a little bit about CARP. Tell us about that experience.
So we're based in Carpinteria. And this is definitely a known area. We have a lot of the farms here did transition from being cut flower growers into cannabis growers instead. So we do have an association, as you mentioned, called CARP Growers. And I became president a year ago. Santa Barbara County, we kind of are separated into two kind of sections. We have our Carpinteria area, and then we have North County, which is San Ynez, wine country. And so they've had their own kind of battles with the wineries and whatnot. And down here, kind of the issues lied more with other agricultures, such as avocados, and then the odor. And so we are all greenhouse growers, but containing the odor has been a challenge. We certainly have utilize a neutralizing odor system currently, but the demand for finding something that will get it off the road has been at the forefront for a number of years now. Okay. So part of what I did is for a very intense 6 months of my presidency in that association was to negotiate with one of the anti-cannabis groups. And so we did work out a deal to work together to figure out how to solve this odor issue. So, that is,
go right ahead. I will finish. I was just going to say that is something that you had to, I was just going to give you kudos because women, you want something done. You got to make sure that a woman is involved, especially within the cannabis industry. We have and I know a lot of probably what their pushback was out of fear because of their own, businesses and their crops. But also, once again, there's this built-in misconception about the cannabis industry. So I can understand them having ideas and stereotypes about what type of business and what type of people it was going to bring into the area. If you guys don't know, this is why California, I think, just became the fourth largest economy in the world, because we do have such great agriculture. And, but we have to learn how to share that as a new industry coming into, cannabis, we're kind of butting our way into different things here. Just the regular business industry, agriculture, manufacturing, production, it's all encompassing. So we have to tread those waters, with even more of a tough skin and the ability to get no's and to have doors slammed in our faces, or for the need of an organization, what you became president of, to kind of build those bridges and bridge the gaps that may happen between, different business sectors.
And our association really, focuses on, we focus on education, we focus on giving back. A majority of what we do and the money that we raise as an association together goes towards all these nonprofits, giving back to, people in the community and outside the community, doing whatever we can to kind of break the stigma, help people understand. We, try and do as many farm tours as possible. Majority of our association, I was the first woman president that we have had, which was nice. Really a milestone, which is incredible. And we have we have some of the biggest brands here. We have Pacific Stone and Glass House and Coastal and Yada Yada and Autumn Brands. So, we are.
Yes, I've actually been an educator I've done several of those brands. Except for Autumn, but things can change. Things can change with Autumn Brands. What would you say in advice to somebody who is like, I can't do it. I don't have the, the money. I don't have the funding. I cannot do it. What type of advice would you say about at least beginning or looking for a collaboration or, what advice would you give to somebody in that standpoint? And then we'll even kind of take the equity out of it, because I know a lot of people, they say, well, are you equity? Can you qualify for equity? Let's just say somebody who doesn't qualify for any type of equity program, but there's somebody who wants to, who wants to get into the business and start a company. What would your best advice be?
Today might be a little different than what I said a couple of years ago. my normal advice is always, do your research, reach out to brands or companies that you respect, that you want to learn from. I'm always open to have conversations. I've had numerous people reach out to me, throughout the number of the last number of years, and learn what they've gone through. So first make that step. Don't spend any money until you do. Yes. And then once you understand what you're up against, then start out small. Don't try to build a shiny object. Don't, you know, we from the start, we've always been frugal. Like, we spent $5,000 on a system where other people spent $200,000 on a system. Like, we built this company within our own means. Yeah. We're still self-funded. So, you know, the most you can do is self-funded, or you get some working capital that you can from other people. But really know what you're up against. So this industry has definitely shifted. You know, when it started in 2018, or the regulated market started in 2018, you know, it was a slow, you know, shift from the, you know, working with distributors, because who was licensed, who wasn't licensed. And then we built, everyone built up. 2020 was a unicorn year. Everyone spent their stimulus checks on cannabis. Everyone made a ton of money. And then the market crashed. And, you know, and so now everyone's struggling. Farms are going out of business. Brands are going out of business. Cheap brands have been able to come in and buy products cheaper than farms can now grow it for. So, it's right now we're in this crazy limbo. So it's a really, it is a really risky time, I would say, at this time, to jump in. And it might be better to wait it out.
Wait another, especially here in California. With the taxes and everything.
And the taxes are insane, and the regulations are insane, and they're still trying to figure it all out. And the other states too that started earlier, Colorado, Washington, Oregon, I mean, they're all seeing the price dip as well. You know, they're they're also struggling. So, you know, if Biden does actually make something happen, and it becomes fairly legal, then, you know, we'll definitely see a, we could definitely see a shift in how this market's going to go, but that's also going to be a bit of a shit show, you know, and how that's all going to, you know, funnel out. And, you know, and we still deal with 280 taxes now, but the federal government's going to tax us as well. So, I don't, you know, I might be in the same spot as far as that goes. So, but I mean, but if your heart's, you know, heart's in it, maybe go work for a company first, really learn the ins and outs of it all, you know, and partner up and just, and reach out and learn and learn and learn as much as you can before you jump into something and spend your life savings. Because this is definitely a, not an industry that has got its legs yet.
Yeah, especially if you want to be a part of the industry. Maybe from the consumer side, it seems like everything's going great. You know, and that's what I have to say. I talk to business owners. I talk to those who own brands, and you seem the least stressed out of individuals that I've talked to, especially here in California, because it is this kind of a stressful time. And you said your husband works. It's another great thing about women being in this industry. You know, it's a female plant. The power comes from within, and the power comes from within us as well. That's why it's very important for women to be involved. I mean, prior to becoming legal, we were like 36 or 37% of, you know, of the CEOs, and we own the companies. That number is zipped below 17% now. Which is a bit alarming and a bit scary. What do you attribute to that? What is your insight on that sad statistic?
I think, I mean, before, you didn't have all these big corporate companies coming in. So you're seeing a lot more big corporate, a lot of, you know, men that were in different companies before. And I think not as many women feeling confident enough to get in. Or just more men jumping in. I mean, I felt like that. I felt like this had no glass ceiling. You know, we have so much opportunity as women to dive into this industry. But as more bigger corporate people do come in, then it becomes harder and harder. And so, I'm so grateful. I mean, we're not a small farm. We're not a massive corporate public company either. We're right we're in the middle. And we are two families that own and operate this business. So it's my husband and I. He's our brand manager. He's out on the road, and he was the one that did all the sales in the beginning. He pulled back when we had the kids, and now he's back out on the road again. And then my wonderful partner is a father and his two kids, adult kids.
That's awesome.
So yeah, it's, and we having a great time together. It's a great partnership. We all bring in our unique skills. And we don't step on each other's toes, but we always kind of ask questions and kind of help each other out. And it's been a really amazing partnership because of that. So,
I love that you say that.
No, it's just very important. The more we can uplift women, the better. And family-run businesses.
Oh, yeah. And I think this, I love that you say that as well, because I definitely think that this can be a way to foster, you know, passing down wealth or generational wealth for maybe families that don't have that. You know, this is something that I know my children learn. You know, it's taken me from being a brand educator to a podcaster to a featured speaker to, you know, people coming to me and I'm helping with business and product development. And now my youngest one, he wants to podcast. You know, my other one, he's really into journalism. And, you know, it's different aspects of it that it can teach your children. It can provide them a different outlook on what their lives could be. And I love that, you know, your partners are father and children. I think that helps bring you closer together. I can relate about working with your spouse because my husband and I do everything together. But I love that you said that you guys, you have each other's strengths. I joke all the time. People say, do this. And I go, oh no, tell him I'm just a talent. That's all that I do. Like, I mean, he does everything else. But I love that you guys were able to, like you said, your husband be able to be a brand manager. And that is no easy feat when you are starting a company. Because let me tell you, unless you're coming in with like a joint role and like, and that's how you are approaching these store managers or these, you know, the people that who are in charge of production, you get a lot of smoke screen. You get a lot of the person at the front desk, you know, giving you the runaround. So it's very hard to get in front of those that make the decisions to get your products out there. Speaking on that,
he helped us start, you know, we actually started wet trimming originally and machine trimming. And he really pushed and said, we got to switch. And so we switched to, we hand trim everything. Everything is quality controlled, TLC, hand picked, hand trimmed. And he taught, you know, in the very, very beginning, he taught us how to trim. He taught us how to set up the systems and he was in the warehouse. My son was born too. And he's like, no, this is too much. I need to get out. I need sunshine again. So that's why he kind of moved out on the sales side.
Yeah.
We hired somebody else to be in there. But, so he's, you know, he's been part of it, the whole systems all together. But it is challenging to work with your husband. I mean, for sure. You know, come home, that's all you talk about, morning to bedtime. Yeah. And so you have to set parameters at some point, especially when you have kids and you want to hear about their day. You can't keep talking about what happened at the dispensary. So we set up like Thursday lunches for us so that that's our time. Let's get it all out. And that way, when we come home, for the most part, we are focused on just being a family and the business. Overrule.
Yes. And because as parents, sometimes you get lost in the thing like, hey, it was just us before, you know, and as parents, I mean, that's the sacrifice that we make and we love to do it. I joke with my kids right now and I say, you graduate high school June 1st. We are taking you to whatever college June 2nd. And they're like, wait, school won't be in. What are we going to do? And I go, that's all a part of college. We'll give you up. We'll give you a great tent. We'll give you some accidentals, some incidentals. And like, that's all a part of growing up. You guys will be fine. And they're like, where are you guys going to be? We're like, somewhere being a couple, like somewhere in each other's faces again, like we were prior. But that's very important. And sometimes we have to take a step back from, you know, he produces four of my podcasts. We're both into firearms. I'm using my elbow all the time to be like, get into gun tubing. Like he's very, very, very good about it. And so more than likely, you know, next year we'll have another show that we'll be doing, but, you know, being together 21 years, you can get on underneath and around each other's nerves. You add a business into that and it's 10 times, but the reward that you get as well, especially when you're able to decipher like you guys have, you know, we got to make that separation. It becomes a blessing and it's a blessing for, you know, for your children and an example to them as well. So kudos to that. I always like to shout that out because people will use anything that they can as a reason for not doing something. It's always family. It's always spouse. It's this or that. So, you know, if you guys have noticed, I'm trying to dispel all of those things and take away your excuses, your limiting beliefs. So two more questions and I will let you get to your family. I've already heard my little one knocking at the door asking for more stew. Like I'm ever going to tell him no. I mean, come on, when you make stew, is it ever a little amount? We have stew for probably like 4 more days, so it's quite all right. The first of the last two questions, what do you wish you had known 10 years ago that you know today?
Ooh, that's a good one. 10 years ago today, that would have put me at 32.
I know. And at 30, yeah, you think you're like, I'm so old, but you really still have so much. I know as a woman, you really still have so much growth that you go through.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I'm excited for my 40s. My 40s are great. I would have, yeah, I wish I would have known more about where this cannabis industry was going. Mm-hmm. I wish I would have exercised a lot more back then before I had kids.
Yes.
So now I'm my sleep days.
Yes.
I traveled a lot back then, so I feel like I really got all my, I got a lot of those yahoos out before I had kids. But I don't know. I wish I feel pretty good, I'll be honest. I feel like good. I waited till I was older to have children. Mm-hmm. I traveled a lot when I was younger. I tried a bunch of different type of careers and magically landed into this incredible and challenging industry. But yeah, I'm grateful for every day. I have two amazing children and an incredible husband and great business partners and amazing family. So I guess I'm very grateful.
Yes.
And that's why I think I can still smile through the torture of the decline of the cannabis.
Yeah. the bullshit. Hey, we cuss on here, so all the bullshit, but yes. Yeah. Yeah.
You know, I try to be, it's hard not to cry most days on, you know, where this industry has gone and what, you know, where we were and where I thought we were going. But we always prepared for this. We definitely saved our unicorn year money. So we're trying to ride it out on, and continue to be frugal and just be true to who we are, as two families and really still continue to focus on family. And, you know, that's number one, but also, you know, just feel blessed, you know, by the experiences that we have and have had in this industry.
And making the right decisions. You know, industry can get a little bit like high school, where it's like keeping up with the Joneses. It's like, well, I'm going to do what they're doing, or, you know, maybe I'll do this, maybe I'll do that. So I partially lied. I have two last questions, but the last one is going to be the final one. So I did want to, you know, to take your time to kind of shout out, you know, based on that kind of keeping up with the Joneses, where do you see Autumn Brands? Do you see it growing into other products? Do you see it staying strictly where you are now? You know, especially with now, you know, kind of keeping things and making sure you're making the right decisions. Is there anything that you foresee that you would be willing to share that we should keep an eye out for as far as Autumn Brands?
Yeah, I mean, we just expanded into another acre and a half greenhouse that we've been sitting empty for the whole time we've been doing this, because we had to get through the land use permit process to be able to grow into that particular greenhouse. So that's really exciting that we're going to be able to have a lot more products, or more flowers in general. I would love to do more manufactured products. I think that's definitely the future. And we're actually talking about kind of getting into that drink market and kind of what outside of it though we want to be in, whether
wine.
It's out of this slide
so
or
the wine.
Right now you can't add THC and wine together.
But
grape juice, yes. I could just add a piece of grape juice and
we'll take that.
Call it a day. But I'd love to get into more edibles, you know, more of the edibles. Yeah. I don't, you know, the gummy market is so, you know, there's many people in it. I don't know. It's not really where I want to go at this time.
Yeah.
But I do want to figure out a way that, you know, where consumers can enjoy that. And maybe you do switch off from, you know, drinking more alcohol to drinking more cannabis or different ideas in the health and wellness. So we're in product development.
Ice cream. I'm saying, see? So product development, that's what I do. I am just looking for a really good infused cannabis ice cream. I mean, my husband said, how would you do that? And I'm like, you know, I'll have him edit this part out, but because, you know, people steal our ideas. But, you know, a caramel sauce or a chocolate sauce or something like that would probably be really easy to infuse, you know, within the ice cream. So I'll just throw that out there. But yes.
I know someone's coming out with a syrup, but it is a good idea, because the ice cream would be a little more challenging. But what flavor would you go for? Mint chip or chocolate chip?
Yeah, or pop, yeah, something like that, or even just like a vanilla base, and then, like I said, utilizing the infused caramel or chocolate sauce or whatever it may be, that being the real, you know, where the infusion comes into, and just using something very chocolate, vanilla, strawberry, keeping it very, you know, very, I don't want to say plain, but allowing what you infuse, like I said, if it's an addition, allowing that to, you know, to be the star. So yeah. Came to me during PMS time one time.
That's a good idea.
Yes. So I am on Twitter. I do host a kind of event on Twitter. And so somebody is begging me to ask, they've said it three times, what is your favorite strain? Or are you a sativa person, indica person, or hybrid person? If you don't have a specific strain, that will be that only question. And then we'll wrap up with, do you feel that this is your passion and your purpose? So we'll first answer the question from Twitter, because if they ask me one more time,
I am definitely a sativa person. I am not, indica makes me so grumpy. I mean, someone gives me join this indica and I'm like, ugh, I don't know, get through this. I'm not really, this is not what I wanted, but okay. So sativa dominant strains. Yes. 100% for me. I love Jet Fuel Gelato, Tropicana. We have an all gas, no breaks that I'm a huge fan of. So yeah, definitely. I'm more of a daytime, early afternoon, early social kind of, you know, go for a run kind of person.
Sativa is get shit done. Okay. That's what I say all the time. You get shit done. I find myself going, I smoked some little sativa early in the morning, got the family off to school and to work. And I ended up spending the next 6 hours just steaming my house. I bought a brand new steamer. I steamed every possible thing you could find, like everything. And I was like, that good old sativa. But you know what? I've had the all gas, no breaks. As soon as you mentioned, I was like, I do remember. I don't want to get up off camera, but I'm pretty sure I saved the package because I save everything, everything. And I take a big collage picture at the end of the year. But I'm trying to think. I think it was gifted to me, or either I received it at Hall of Flowers. I'm trying to remember when it was, but I do recall that. So
we have all new branding and packaging now. Have you seen all our new brand? Everything's changed from just the one orange label we had before. We have three different color labels now. One's kind of still the orange pink for the hybrid. One's like purple blue for the indica, and then we have like a light blue green for the sativa, and then on the top it now tells you how you're going to feel, tells you the terpenes. Every strain has its own icon, so we've really ramped up, and the labels are really soft.
Oh my gosh. So I'm gonna pull
when you get high and you're like, right, I just want to rub the genie in the bottle.
and you know, I'm one of those, so I'm a give me a fuzzy blanket, don't give me the, you know, the bubble wrap or anything. Like, I am definitely that kind of person. So I love that. So I'm just pulling up my weed maps, because I am going to find where I can go make a purchase tomorrow, if not get it delivered in the next couple of hours.
Change our joints too. Our joints are completely different. So the whole packaging, it's now a 6-pack with 0.6 grams. So the reefer, they're fatter joints. They used to be the skinny long ones. And so we've really revamped the whole thing, and they burn so well. And it's in a tin now, so it's just really easy. You can reuse it. All our packaging, we try to really make it either reusable or biodegradable. So our new caps are all backyard compostable. And it's a glass jar, so everything can be recycled.
Oh, I love that. And I want to let you guys know now, use Weed Maps if you even just began. If you guys can see that, to type in Autumn. Hold on. Comes right up, right there. First brand, I even finished the full word. It's just AUT.
Yeah. And we won the award. We won like the Weed Maps.
Congratulations.
Top brand for 2022. Yeah, thank you.
Look at that. Congratulations. See, look at the universe. It works through me, guys. You know, I didn't have to bring up Weed Maps, and then that happened. That is fantastic. I definitely will be making a purchase and reviewing it on the next podcast. I think all of you should as well. Get on those Weed Maps and find out where you can purchase Autumn Brands. And right here, top rated, their wedding cake. Right here, guys. So, this Sunday strudel. My mouth just kind of watered as soon as I read that. All right. I am, like I said, last question. Do you think that you are living within your passion and your purpose?
I'm definitely living within my passion, my purpose. I always thought it was going to be real estate, and that's where I wanted to be. But as soon as I started in this, there's nothing else I could imagine ever doing in my life again, you know, as my career goes. Like, I'm so proud of being able to grow this plant, sell this plant, help people. You know, anytime I get these kind of testimonials that our products have helped people, it's, you know, it's just so heartwarming and it tears me up, you know, too, just to think about it. So I'm very passionate about this plant. I'm very passionate about this industry. I'm excited about where it's going. I know it's going to turn around. I was in real estate when the market crashed and it came back around. So I know this will happen for us as well. I'm very, I'm very positive, about the future and where we can go. So yeah, I've met my life purpose. And I'm grateful.
That's awesome. Awesome. I have goosebumps and everybody that listens, they know that I am that type of person. That means a lot. And I love to close out with that question because I want people to understand the importance of discovering your purpose. And that will define your passion or vice versa. If you know your passion, that helps you discover what your purpose is. And there's no reason, no way to fight back against it. I love how you mentioned that, you know, you had other careers before. I did banking. You mentioned banking. You know, it's funny how, you know, you'll be in the mode and you'll be on automatic during out your career. And then when you fall into your passion and purpose, you realize that all those other opportunities provided you the skill set and the knowledge to be successful in this field. So I love that you mentioned that and that you've taken the time to share your story with us. I'm very excited for people to learn about the brand, to increase brand awareness. That's part of what I you know, educate, and to let people know, you know, that there are brands out there that, one, they're doing it right. They're doing it with compassion. They're doing it with care. They care about the environment. They care about their footprint. She gives back, you know, needing to be a part of a industry and a community that was already a community within her area, but being able to bridge that, like I said, bridge that gap and bring in the communication and build this coalition of collaboration that we need is the only way that we're going to help to move things forward. So thank you so much for being a part of that and for being a part of history. You know, when you really think about that, it is very overwhelming, but it is, you know, it is a very rewarding and fulfilling emotion to have. So I do want to thank you so much for your time and for sharing your story. Like I said, if you guys are looking for any expansion here in Northern California, reach out to me. I'd be more than happy to help. And like I said, Yes, I found out there is a delivery service that is about 5 miles away that I'm going to be making a purchase of this evening. So I'll let you know. I'll share how my experience goes with that. And when I do my review, I'll share, you know, the clips on that as well, you know, for you to utilize if you would like. But thank you so much. Like I said, it's a Thursday evening. We both have families and your babies are younger. I'm surprised they haven't bothered you. You got that right down because... As moms, you go into the bathroom or you get on the phone or you get on, your kids have 9,000 questions all of a sudden.
I'm still at the office. I didn't go home.
Smart. See? Smart mother. All right. Yeah. Well, once again, I want to thank you so much for your time. You guys, please reach out, follow them on Instagram, you know, visit their website. Next time you visit your local dispensary or delivery service, and if you see the beautiful packaging, and I'll make sure that the hubby in post-production puts in some pictures and things like that so you guys can see them better than on my phone because it's a little bright. You can kind of see the colors there, but I'll make sure that we have that added so that you guys know exactly I need to try that brand. You know, thank you all for spending some time with me this evening. As usual, I love you guys. Love and light to you all. And please, get out there and elevate your life and live the life you see fit. Thank you once again, Autumn. We really appreciate it.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Thank you. Have a great night. Bye-bye.
Bye.